Hey, you've reached Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli. Our topic today is change. You know, back when I was young, the world was a lot different. 10 years ago, the world was a lot different. Times change, people change, things change, technology changes. We live in a changing world. We live in times that change. And it's hard to have stability in the midst of change. Because there's nothing that seems to be solid to hang on to say this is where I can plant my feet and have a reference point in the middle of every change. Society has changed so much, and ethics have changed, and the way people think. And it's pretty sad for somebody like me that grew up with conservatism, and now everything's going crazy with liberalism, and everything's just nuts. And if you're not that old, then you're still coming into a changing world, and I'll bet it's different than it was 5 years ago. So no matter where you are in age, life is different, and it's changing, and times are changing. But I want to tell you about something that doesn't change, someone that doesn't change, and that's God. God never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change. And that's a good thing, because we can hold on to God, knowing that in the midst of a changing world, that we have one that does not change. When he says that I love you, he means that it doesn't change. When he says that evil will be destroyed, it will. And when he says everything's going to work out together for good, it does. Because God is still on his throne, and he's still in control. And though he's allowed all these changes to go on in the world, he's made a master plan. He has a whole system worked out. He's already prophesied the destruction of the world, and a recreation, and the elimination of sin, and a redemption of mankind, at least those that believe in Christ. So today, what I'd like you to think about is an ever-stable, non-changing God who loves you and sent his only begotten Son, that if you believe in him, you'll have everlasting life and you'll not perish. Though everybody and everything dies on the earth, you will be raised to newness of life and ever so ever be with God, your Heavenly Father. That's a great comfort to know in a changing world, that you can go beyond death into life. You can have stability, and in the midst of change, in the midst of chaos, you can have peace, because he does not change. So today, receive him and be blessed. God bless you and have a great day.